Welcome to the Buckmaster Show for this Tuesday. It is the 5th of July, 2011. I hope you had a wonderful Independence Day weekend and somehow found a way to stay cool, whether sitting in the pool or in front of a strong fan. Staying cool, that was an issue up until about 4:30 where we lived. Where we live in the central foothills, and when we were hit with a storm like you wouldn't believe yesterday. Maybe an inch, maybe two, but it was really nice, really cooled things off. I am Bill Buckmaster, your host for the Buckmaster Show on KVOI AM 1030, Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk station, and our simulcast partners, KJAA in Globe and KAPR in Douglas. The Buckmaster Show is always on the World Wide Web at buckmastershow.com. We have live streaming of the show there, along with archiving all of our previous programs. Also, check out our list of contributors. It's an impressive list of people. We just added a few names. I think you will be impressed, so check it out. We are on weekdays live from noon to 1 here on KVOI. The lineup for today's show includes a leadoff interview with one of Arizona's most respected economists. He is the gentleman who issues economic forecasts from his post at the University of Arizona, and when Marshall Vest talks, people, especially business leaders in this state, listen. At the bottom of the hour, one of the nation's most respected military and foreign affairs commentators, retired General John A. Wickham, one-time Chief of Staff of the United States Army and highly decorated Vietnam War veteran, will join us. Then we'll close out the show discussing smart irrigation during July. This is Smart Irrigation Month. We'll talk with the founder and owner of Realm. That's a Tucson-based outdoor sustainability company. Jason Eisenberg will join me in the studio. He'll be talking about Monsoon Vegetable Gardens, a four-part series at the Tucson Botanical Gardens starting this Saturday. So if you have any irrigation or gardening questions, get them ready for Jason. The Buckmaster Show is interview-driven primarily, but we always encourage you to join in the discussion with your comments and or questions. Call us on the Buckmaster Show live line, 790-2040, 790-2040, or outside of the Tucson area, wherever you are in Arizona, 1-866-725-5467. And we welcome to the Buckmaster Show Marshall Vest, economic forecaster at the Eller College of Business at the University of Arizona. Marshall, good to see you.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. It's great to be here.
Where did this year go? We're at that six-month mark. It's fiscal year time already.
Well, yeah, it's flown by, and we are in a new fiscal year as far as the state is concerned. We're halfway through the year and now 2 years into the economic recovery nationwide.
The Arizona economy still trying to get some kind of traction to get onto that road to recovery. Give us your assessment of where we are right now compared to the rest of the country.
Yeah, Arizona continues to lag behind other parts of the country. We've seen very little job growth during the past year, just kind of bumping along the bottom. Jobs were declining through September of last year, and since September, we've added about 40,000 jobs. That's over the past 8 months. But year over year, we've added only 4,000 jobs. So hopefully we've turned the corner on labor markets. The unemployment rate in Arizona, 9.1% now, Metro Phoenix, 8%, Tucson, 7.8%. That is an improvement over what it was a little over a year ago when the unemployment rate topped 10.5%. But it's still very high, and again, we are not creating jobs. The housing market also doesn't look good. In fact, fundamentals are very poor there. Home prices are still falling. And whether you look at realtor data or Case-Shiller Home Price Index or the FHFA index that comes from the federal government, you see that housing prices in both Tucson and Phoenix are down some 10 to 12% during the past year. And recent readings on that, all of these measures show that housing prices are still declining.
So it's the housing market continues to be, Marshall Vest, in some kind of a free fall at this time, and we're still trying to find the bottom, huh?
Well, that's the biggest challenge, I think, for us here in Arizona, because we have a tremendous inventory of vacant homes. In fact, we have enough vacant homes statewide and here in Metro Tucson, enough vacant homes to house an entire decade worth of population growth.
Oh my goodness. So it's that bad. There are that many homes that remain vacant. These are people probably that just gave up and left, huh?
We think that population actually declined during the recession. We found that the census counts as of April of 2010 were shy of what everyone was expecting. Statewide, the counts came in over 250,000 fewer than what the Census Bureau had estimated that we had, and state demographers had a number that was even higher than that. So it suggests that people have actually left, which is unprecedented for Arizona. That's never happened before.
Since territorial days, what has this state been about? One word, summarize it, growth.
Yeah, particularly population growth.
Population growth.
Which drives the rest of the economy.
It's about 11 minutes past 12. We're speaking with UA economist Marshall Vest. He's the economic forecaster at the Eller College. If you have a question for Marshall, anything to do with the economy, now would be a good time to chime in, 790-2040, 790-2040. So foreclosures, they have tapered off a little bit, correct?
Yeah, the number of foreclosures is down, but it's hard to tell because of the paperwork and the processing on the part of banks in this foreclosure process. And so it appears that there are still quite a few houses that have not yet hit the market that are still in the foreclosure process. And that's certainly an indicator that we are watching very closely.
Any idea when the foreclosures, when that will be in our rearview mirror and behind us, or is this something we may have to live with this whole decade?
Well, foreclosures should look a lot better a year from now, I would think. But as long as housing prices continue to fall, that forces more people into foreclosure. The more foreclosures you have, the more downward pressure you have on prices. So we're in kind of a spiral right now that we have to break, and it's hard to see just when we're going to hit the bottom on housing prices and get foreclosures pushed off as a distant memory.
Marshall Vest is with us, and Marshall, we had an email question that came in to our BuckmasterShow.com site. This question for Marshall. Marshall, what are your thoughts on a national infrastructure bank as a way to deal with our infrastructure needs and a way to put the building industry back to work, but with private funding? This is from John here in Tucson.
This was a bill originally introduced in Congress back in 2007, and there's been a number of versions of that have surfaced since. But basically, it's the Wall Street Journal endorses the idea. They note that the American Society of Civil Engineers put our infrastructure needs at somewhere close to $2 trillion, huge amount of money, and we need to finance this somehow because we have a lot of neglected infrastructure. And so this infrastructure bank would put the federal government in the business of overseeing and issuing bonds up to 50-year maturities that could be used to address our infrastructure, such as, you know, high-speed rail and better freight management in our nation's port system, as well as the interstate highway. Now, this has been described as truly transformational. It's been compared to President Lincoln's beginning of a transcontinental railroad. It's been compared to FDR's GI Bill, which sent people back to college, compared to President Eisenhower's interstate highway system. So,
yeah, it's big time. National Infrastructure Bank. Certainly the infrastructure in this country has been neglected since the end of World War II. We really haven't put a lot into the infrastructure.
Yeah, and it's time. And set aside your reservations concerning big government and the federal government getting involved too much in the private sector and having too much debt. This is something we need to do.
It's 12:15 on the Buckmaster Show. We are chatting with Marshall Vess, UA economist from the University of Arizona. We're going to take a break here. We want to remind you, if you have a question, we thank John for that question that came in at buckmastershow.com. Of course, we're on Facebook as well. You can always ask a question of us on Facebook. We'll be back with Marshall Vess right after this.
Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero More, Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza, topped with the finest, freshest quality ingredients. Enjoy casual yet upscale dining while sampling our extensive boutique wine list. Vero More in Tucson at North Swan and Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at veromorepizza.com. And now open in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
Let Karimi Oriental Rugs keep your valuable area rugs looking like new with Tucson's finest cleaning, repair, and restoration services. Karimi specializes in restoring antique, silk, and Navajo rugs with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Karimi Oriental Rugs appraises and purchases quality rugs and offers a vast selection of hand-woven rugs from around the world. Be sure to stop by Karimi Oriental Rugs at Fort Lowell and Dodge or on the web at KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you during the past 5 years, completing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways and the launch of Sun Express and Sun Shuttle Transit Service. With 30 projects under construction, including Tanqueverty Road and the Catalina Highway to Houghton and the bus pullout at Ina and Oracle, please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Hi, I'm Mark Sublett, owner of Medicine Man Gallery, and I'd like to invite you to come visit me. Medicine Man Gallery is located at 7000 East Tanqueverty, at the southwest corner of Tanqueverty and Sabino Canyon, and online at medicinemangallery.com. With 12,000 square feet of exhibit space, we have a wide array of American paintings, antique Indian art, and contemporary modern art by some of the masters of the West, including Ed Mell, John Moyers, and Maynard Dixon. If you have old Indian art or American paintings you'd like to sell or consign, call me for a free evaluation, as we're always looking to add to our collection. If you can't visit us on Tanqueverty, then visit us online. We have over 6,000 objects to view at medicinemangallery.com. So come visit me, Mark Sublett, at Medicine Man Gallery, on the corner of Tanqueverty and Sabino Canyon, where there's always something new to see.
There are times when you save, and there are times when you
save big.
Whoa. Take vehicle loans, for instance. Any time of the year, Pyramid Federal Credit Union can help you save with lower rates. But now, for a limited time, we're helping you
save big.
That means rates as low as 4.5% APR when you buy or refinance a vehicle loan. Plus terms up to 60 months, whether it's new or used. You won't just save. You'll
save big.
That never gets old. Stop by any Pyramid Federal Credit Union or visit us at pyramidfcu.com to learn more. That's 4.5% APR vehicle loans for a limited time. Plus, save another 0.25% with payment options.
That's huge!
Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life. Learn more at pyramidfcu.com. 4.5% APR on vehicle loans for a limited time. Restrictions may apply. Membership eligibility required. NCUA insured.
It's 12:20 on the Buckmaster Show. I am Bill Buckmaster on KVOI and the Voice Network. Marshall Vest is with us. Marshall Vest is economist with the Eller College of Management at the University of Arizona. And if you'd like to join in the conversation, 790-2040, 790-2040. Marshall, we were talking about Arizona's economy still trying to gain some traction on the road to recovery. And one thing holding it back, the housing market fundamentals are still very poor. There are some positive signs, are there not?
Yes, Bill. We're actually seeing a lot of money being collected now at the state level off of tax revenues. And it's been a surprise, I think, for revenue forecasters and state budget people. Year to date, that would be an 11-month year to date with data through May. General fund revenues are up 12%. And the individual income tax is leading the way with an increase of 19%. So these are big increases, and you have to ask the question of where all this is coming from. Let's take spending first. Consumers are now spending again. Over the last 10 months, they have boosted spending at a 16% annual rate.
Wow.
It's being led by auto sales, up about, has been running in the neighborhood of 20 to 30%.
Auto sales, yeah. Really booming, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, a lot of cars being sold now. Consumers moving to satisfy their pent-up demand. And of course, this is very good news. But you have to ask, what's the source for the cash that they're using for these? Because after all, job growth is not there. Wages are flat. They're probably using credit once again. After paying down credit, they're tapping their credit lines again. But there's also the realization that if you stop making your mortgage payment,
right,
you suddenly have a lot more money to spend. So it's kind of a good news, bad news story. Then if you look at the individual income tax, again, very little job growth, wages are flat, where's the money coming from? And the preliminary analysis that we have of income tax returns that were filed in April show that capital gains are up very significantly. So that's evidence that someone in the economy is making money. We're not sure who. Capital gains, of course, could be the stock market, or as it was a few years ago, it's capital gains from housing.
So somebody is making some money.
Yeah, which is a good news story. Now, maybe, however, it's the flippers of all of these auctioned houses.
Oh.
So that's maybe not so good a story. We also find in looking at these returns that itemized deductions are down. And if you think about that, what's the biggest itemized deduction?
Your home.
Exactly. So if you don't own a home anymore, so that's not so good a story. But anyway, there's evidence that money is moving, and that's good.
It's 12:23 on the Buckmaster Show. We're going to go to the Buckmaster Show live line, and Tony has a question for Marshall Vest, economist at the UA Eller College of Management. Go ahead, Tony.
Well, I was just wondering when Tucson and Arizona is going to loosen up on some of his credit for small business owners to borrow or even open up a small business.
Good question, Tony. Thank you very much about the credit situation, Marshall Vest.
Okay, so as far as credit, being able to borrow money, it would appear that at least the larger banks now in this nation are well capitalized. They are still somewhat reluctant, however, to lend money. Now your smaller banks are still being they're dealing with commercial loans. Usually their portfolios consist of commercial loans, and we know that the commercial markets and properties are still suffering. So it's hard, a lot harder to get a loan at a local or a regional bank. So when is that going to happen? Now, my crystal ball is cloudy on that question, cloudy at best. This was quite an explosion of credit that we had over the past few years and during the boom. And it's going to take a while, I think, to unravel that, to get back to where we might consider normal. So I don't think it's any time this year, next year, 2012, the following year. Very gradually, I think credit markets will continue to loosen, money will become more available, but that spigot is not going to be turned on full blast anytime soon.
Okay, 12:25 on the Buckmaster Show. I am Bill Buckmaster with Marshall Vest. If you have a question for Marshall Vest, 790-2040, 790-2040. Looking toward now, we are at the mid-year point here. Modest improvement, is that kind of the key here for the rest of the year and maybe moving forward into the next year?
Yeah. A modest improvement, I think, is the best way to describe. And the biggest impediment for Arizona, I think, is the idea that the nation's population continues to be frozen in place. And it has to do with declining housing prices and foreclosures. If you are upside down in your house, that is, you owe more money on your house than what it's worth, it's very difficult to sell. You either have to negotiate a short sale or you need to come up with cash at closing, I mean, tens of thousands of dollars, or you have to turn in the keys. So what's important is in Arizona, it's about 55% of homeowners with mortgages are in a negative equity position. But what's more important is the states that send us the most migrants also are in the same situation. So Southern California, Nevada, the Great Lakes areas as well. So again, the housing market needs to improve significantly so that people can move, so that we can get some population growth once again, so that we can start building houses once again. And until that happens, I think it's modest growth for Arizona at best.
Very limited population growth, too, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think so. Again, we actually lost population during the recession, so it takes a while to turn that around.
12:27 on the Buckmaster Show. Let's see if we can get a couple calls in here quickly for Marshall Vest. Got about 2.5 minutes, Marshall. On the phone right now is Ken. Go ahead, Ken.
Yes, Mr. Vest. My question has to do with what someone should do with their investments. If the Congress and the President do not increase the debt limit in August or whenever that is.
Thank you, Ken, for that. Go ahead, Marshall.
Okay. Well, I don't think you have to worry about the debt limit. It will be taken care of. I think there's a lot of grandstanding, and it's just part of the way our political system works nowadays. It will be last minute, down to the wire, but the debt limit will be extended.
So we don't have to worry about that.
So one less thing
to worry about.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about the debt limit affecting your investments.
Arizona's fiscal situation, you said the general fund seems to be improving, which is a surprise, but we're still talking about some hard times for budget decisions for the fiscal year coming up.
Yeah, Bill, the legislature actually did pass a balanced budget this past session. They did so by cutting $1.1 billion worth of spending. So if you track that back now to 2007, spending has been decreased by 22%. Most of these cuts that were just passed hit health care access and of course education, the university system part of that, about $200 million in cuts for the university system. The budget is balanced for the coming year and the following year, but then that temporary sales tax will expire, and that puts us back into about a $600 million deficit.
Marshall Vest, thank you very much for being with us on the Buckmaster Show.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks a lot. We have General John Wickham coming up. We'll be talking about troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. That is coming up next on the Buckmaster Show. Stay with us.
SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Casey Anthony has been found not guilty of killing her 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee. After deliberating for less than 11 hours, jurors in Orlando returned the verdict today. Anthony was convicted only of 4 counts of lying to investigators looking into the disappearance of her daughter. Her body was found in the woods 6 months later. If she had been convicted of first-degree murder, Anthony could have been sentenced to death or life in prison. U.S. officials say the White House is offering to keep up to 10,000 troops in Iraq next year, despite opposition from many Iraqis and from some key Democrats. Federal health officials say deaths from colon cancer are continuing to decline across the country, except for in Mississippi, where no real decline was seen. The Dow up 11 points. More details at srnnews.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our citizens realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and create a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in and support of education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's Pima Community College students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a literate, prosperous, thriving Tucson and Pima County. During these extraordinarily tough times, our funding is in serious jeopardy. And as budgets get even tighter, we'll have to cut back services just when people need us the most. So please support us in our ongoing effort to build a better tomorrow. Help us provide the education and resources that the people of Pima County need today. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us on the web at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
A simple solution to foot and lower back problems could be a top-quality, custom-made foot orthotic created by Bob Novak. A certified pet orthist, Bob is the best in Southern Arizona in the creation of the right foot support that your body needs and at a price you can afford. Please give Bob Novak a call, 795-2553, or visit him at Arizona Limb and Brace, Rosemont and Fifth Street. Your feet will thank you every day.
Listed on the National Register of Historic Places and founded by Isabella Greenway, Arizona's first congresswoman, the Arizona Inn is still the standard bearer for luxury hospitality in Midtown Tucson, just minutes from the University of Arizona. Founded in 1930, the Arizona Inn continues to win top honors for hospitality and dining. Travel and Leisure magazine names the Arizona Inn one of the top 500 hotels in the world for 2011. And the Arizona Inn is proud of its AAA four diamond status for both the hotel and dining room. Whether it's for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or a private event, you can count on Chef Allison's featured seasonal culinary creations to please. The Arizona Inn, a special oasis of hospitality in Midtown Tucson, 2200 East Elm, and on the web at arizonainn.com.
Vero Amore presents Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan pizza using fresh, homemade mozzarella and the finest quality toppings. Taste pizza as it was meant to be at Vero Amore. Casual yet upscale dining with an extensive boutique wine list. Vero Amore in Tucson on North Swan at Camp Lowell, Dove Mountain in Marana, and on the web at veroamorepizza.com. And now in Oro Valley, Noble Hops, the Tucson area's first gastro pub.
It's 12:34 on the Buckmaster Show on KVOI and the Voice Network. Glad you are along with us. 56% of Americans polled last week by the Pew Research Center now say American servicemen and women in Afghanistan should be brought home as soon as possible. It's the first Pew survey to find a majority holding that position that now is the time to bring the troops back to the United States. Joining us on the Buckmaster Show live line from Connecticut, where he is vacationing, is the Buckmaster Show monthly contributor on military and foreign affairs, General John Wickham, former U.S. Army Chief of Staff and commander of all American and U.S. forces in Korea. General Wickham served a total of 41 years in the Army. He's now retired in Oro Valley, and it's always a pleasure to welcome General Wickham to the program. General Wickham, how are you?
Doing fine, Bill. Thank you very much. Delighted always to be on your program, which serves the citizens so well out in Arizona.
We are so pleased to be on KVOI and the Voice Network. General, as you know, we're heard in at least 8 Arizona counties, so there is a very wide reach now to this program.
Well, you bring an awful lot of balanced judgment to citizens that we need, given all of the media hype that we sometimes get in the media, in the papers, and on the radio. Your program is solidly based. And you raised a question before about Afghanistan, and as you know, Senator McCain and Senator Lieberman and Graham, as three, have been over there visiting, and they have cautioned we're coming out too fast and criticized the president for his decision. And I'd have to say that I respect the view of these senators. They are visiting over there. On the other hand, the president receives the best intelligence. The president has to make the decisions based on the wide array of issues that face this nation, including the huge deficit that we face. And I think that the president has made the right decision, because there comes a time when we have to begin to turn over responsibility for fighting the war in Afghanistan to the Afghan government and its troops. We've spent enormous sums of money training their army and their police. They've expanded in size, and now we have to begin to turn over the responsibilities to them. That's what we're doing. We're spending $10 billion a month over there, and I don't believe that the American people need to continue that kind of spending indefinitely. If we don't start turning over the war to the Afghan government, guess what? The Afghan authorities are going to relax and say, stay here indefinitely, America, and pay our bills and fight our wars. I don't think that's right.
Coming up on 12:38 on the Buckmaster Show, General John Wickham is on the Buckmaster Show live line, and he is not in Connecticut. He's in Pennsylvania. Sorry about that, General Wickham.
Right next to Gettysburg.
Kind of close. Now, there's been a change in leadership. The new Secretary of Defense, Panetta, a valuable leader, do you think, in regard to what he will need to bring to the table on Capitol Hill with the many budget decisions? I understand this is someone that you did work with during your tenure as Army Chief of Staff.
I did, Bill. I know Leon Panetta quite well. And worked closely with him when he was a congressman, and we had some Army bases in his district in California. Here's a man who knows how to get things done. He has no agenda other than to serve the nation, and that's a tribute to a lot of the political appointees. He's good at budget matters. He knows how to work the Congress, and he knows defense issues. That's not to say that Secretary of Defense Bob Gates wasn't good. I've worked for a half a dozen Secretaries of Defense, and Bob Gates was probably one of the best Secretary of Defenses we've ever had. And so I think Panetta's going to fit right in. I give him the highest marks, opportunities. He's going to do very well.
790-2040-790. If you have a question, we would love to hear from you if you'd like to ask General Wickham a question. General, I want to call your attention to the Wall Street Journal story of July the 1st by Donald Rumsfeld, an op-ed piece talking about the peril of some of these proposed deep defense cuts. What did you think of that?
Well, as you know, I worked for Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld when he was first-time Secretary of Defense. I was his chief of staff. Very capable guy, very patriotic, and a lot of the ideas that he has proposed in that article make a lot of sense. Trying to restructure our military at the end of the Cold War, we need to close a lot of foreign bases that are no longer necessary or warranted. That makes some sense. And cutting back some of the fat in the military departments, I think that he is proposing makes some sense. On the other hand, some of the things that Secretary Rumsfeld is proposing don't make sense. And I think it's going to have to be up to good heads in the Congress and in the administration to decide what makes sense as we continue in this era of great danger for U.S. security interests. We can't cut back completely and sort of have a big peace dividend and go back to doing things the way we used to. The world we face today is a very dangerous world. Easy for us to recognize that. You know, we talk about Afghanistan being a very dangerous place as we begin to come out. Perhaps most dangerous place that we have to worry about is Pakistan, a country that could have a civil war, a country that could implode, a country that is five times the population of Afghanistan, a country that has over 100 nuclear weapons and is making more and still and hates India viscerally. So we've got to work to some sort of regional peace kind of arrangement in that area.
General John Wickham is with us on the Buckmaster Show live line, 1241 on the Buckmaster Show. General, we've just had Independence Day. Independence Day 2011 is now history. I know you're very active with Veterans Affairs. Do you see veterans getting perhaps that becoming more of a high priority under the new Secretary of Defense, Panetta?
Yes, I do. Of course, they were very high under Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who we all pray is coming along very well and will restore herself into her position in Congress. This administration put the money where its mouth is in terms of the Veterans Affairs Department. It's the only department in the government that gets its budget 1 year in advance so that they can plan to acquire medicines, hire people, do construction, not have to wait for what the Congress does. And the funding for the Veterans Administration is the best in 30 years under this administration. So I foresee that it's going to continue. We've got to do that. We send our young men and women into harm's way, and we have to take care of them when they come back. And the number of injured is enormous that we're seeing. They don't have the bodily injuries that we saw in Vietnam or in the Korean War or in World War II, but they have the emotional injuries and the brain injuries that we've never seen before.
And these people do require lots of loving attention, and they are getting it here at the Southern Arizona VA facility, aren't they?
Oh, yes. The VA Center in Tucson, one of the best in the United States, in part because of the local leadership there that reaches out to get more funding to build new buildings. They just, as you know, built a new building there a few years ago, $15 million building, just for homeless veterans. And that's the kind of leadership that is leading to benefits. They're working hard to get veterans, homeless veterans, off the streets in Tucson, putting them into homes and caring for them there. So, yes, we've got good leadership, and Congresswoman Giffords, when she was on the Veterans Affairs Committee, she was, and Rick Shinseki, the head of the VA, said she was probably one of the best supporters on that committee and leadership.
General Wickham, quickly running out of time, I hope you're still getting in your 10-mile mountain bike ride that you do very faithfully in Oro Valley. Are you still getting that in back there in Pennsylvania?
No, Bill, I've had to take a break on that till I get back. I didn't bring the bike with us on the RV, but I'll get back to it. Got to stay fit.
There you go. General Wickham, thank you very much, and I hope you have a safe trip back to Southern Arizona. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Bill, and God bless you and your staff and all of your listeners. You make an important contribution to the education of our citizens, and I'm so proud to be a good friend and supporter of what you do.
Thanks so much. My love to your lovely wife, Anne. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Buckmaster Show coming up now on 1245. We're going to be talking about monsoon irrigation. The monsoon has arrived. Stay with us.
From antique to contemporary, Persia to Pakistan, Tibet to Turkey, Karimi Oriental Rugs brings the world to Tucson at the corner of East Fort Lowell and Dodge. Owner-operator Amir Karimi personally selects the world's finest exquisite hand-woven rugs. Sale, purchase, wash, repair, restore, and appraise. East Fort Lowell and Dodge for Karimi Oriental Rugs and KarimiOrientalRugs.com.
For 5 years, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing over 400 projects, including 5 major roadways, with 30 projects underway, including River Road to Ruthroth along La Cholla and the Star Pass Mission Road intersection. Please use caution in the area and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has also implemented transit services like Sun Express and Sun Shuttle. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
Hi, I'm Mark Sublett, owner of Medicine Man Gallery, and I'd like to invite you to come visit me. Medicine Man Gallery is located at 7000 East Tinka Verde, at the southwest corner of Tinka Verde and Sabino Canyon, and online at medicinemangallery.com. With 12,000 square feet of exhibit space, we have a wide array of American paintings, antique Indian art, and contemporary modern art by some of the masters of the West, including Ed Nell, John Moyers, and Maynard Dixon. If you have old Indian art or American paintings you'd like to sell or consign, call me for a free evaluation, as we're always looking to add to our collection. If you can't visit us on Tinka Verde, then visit us online. We have over 6,000 objects to view at medicinemangallery.com. So come visit me, Mark Sublett, at Medicine Man Gallery on the corner of Tinka Verde and Sabino Canyon, where there's always something new to see.
The Arizona Inn is the only Tucson hotel named by Travel and Leisure magazine as one of the top 500 hotels in the world for 2011. Located in Midtown, close to the University of Arizona, the Arizona Inn is located at 2200 East Elm Street and on the web at arizonainn.com. The Arizona Inn maintains AAA four diamond status for both the hotel and dining room, with Chef Allison serving up breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily, with a featured menu and seasonal favorites. And because the Arizona Inn is listed on the National Register of Historic Places, founded by Arizona's first Congresswoman, Isabella Greenway, the Arizona Inn provides an historic backdrop for your next special event. Arizona Inn is the perfect setting for weddings, anniversary celebrations, or your next business meeting, and you can make your reservations online at arizonainn.com. The Arizona Inn, luxury and elegance in the heart of Tucson.
It's 1248 on the Buckmaster Show. I am Bill Buckmaster on KVOI and our voice network, our partners in Douglas and Globe. Glad you're along. Tucson Water and water providers across the nation are promoting Smart Irrigation Month throughout July, trying to get customers to save water and money during the peak demand time. Joining us on the Bill Buckmaster Show, Jason Eisenberg. Mr. Eisenberg is the owner and principal designer for the Tucson company known as Realm, an outdoor sustainability solution which calls itself the intersection of environmental stewardship and style. Jason will be hosting a major event over the next four Saturdays in July at the Tucson Botanical Gardens. Jason Eisenberg, thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tell me about how Realm is basically your baby. You've been with it 15, 16 years. What were you thinking when this concept, when you decided to start Realm?
I originally started the company as just a design, build, and maintenance company regarding organic vegetable and herb gardens. From that, it grew. We started doing full-on design, landscape design, started doing landscape construction, and also full-scale maintenance services, all based on sustainability, using organic solutions, things like organic fertilizers, organic pest controls, organic disease treatments, and such.
So vegetable gardens is really the way it all started.
It did.
So it's like coming full circle now with you putting on this four-part series at the Tucson Botanical Garden starting this Saturday. These sessions are 9 a.m. to noon. Tell us a little bit about monsoon vegetable gardens.
Well, you know, this class in particular, by the way, is a four-part series. I've taught before at the Botanical Gardens, which is a great place to visit.
Good resource.
A really great resource. But, you know, what we found was that a three-hour class was a little short to discuss vegetable gardening in the desert. You know, it's very difficult to find the appropriate guides to walk you through the gardening process in the desert. So people are pretty confused about how to do it here. You can't really pick up Martha Stewart and read about vegetable gardening in Tucson.
You can't really hand someone a little one-page fact sheet and say, go do your vegetable
That's
garden.
Right. That's right.
It is really a complex process.
That's right.
I mean, you go in your opening session, garden design, the following week preparing the soil, growing process, harvesting, then and finally the end game, I guess, cooking the product.
Heck yes. Yeah, for sure. We do a lot with edibles, whether it be a vegetable garden, an herb garden. We actually do edible landscapes as well, which are landscapes that look like any normal landscape, but for the outlay of resources, time, money, effort, water, for example, there's a yield that you get from that landscape. So we also want to teach sort of that, like you're saying, the end result, which is bringing it to table and actually enjoying it.
And something very tasty when it comes to the table. It's 12:51 on the Buckmaster Show. Jason Eisenberg is with us. He's the owner and principal designer of Realm, an outdoor sustainability company that's doing very well here in Tucson. If you have any gardening questions you'd like to sneak in here before the end of the hour, 790-2040 for Jason Eisenberg. You know, you talk about edible landscapes and then vegetable gardens. Give us a little bit of what's the difference there?
You know, a vegetable garden, we're going to approach it. It's more of a deliberate endeavor. This is specifically for food production. And oftentimes those gardens, though they can look great, don't always look particularly good. So so those are oftentimes sort of on the sides of homes or hidden with other elements. Edible landscapes, again, look very much like any other kind of landscape. They just yield fruits and herbs and such. There, for example, there's a great plant called Lipia graveolens, which is Mexican oregano, the most potent variety of oregano in the world.
Oregano is good for you.
That's right. That's right. And it grows like a desert shrub here.
Wow.
So it does really well.
And we finally got some very good rain where we live up in the central foothills last night. I mean, it was quite a storm. How do we use that monsoon moisture to make our garden and the end product better?
You know, water harvesting is a big topic these days. The way that we approach water harvesting, I guess it sort of depends on how the user wants to utilize that water and how much involvement that person wants to employ in the process. And so is it an active or a passive system? Is it an above grade or a below grade system? Or is it a manual or an automated system? And so we can actually repurpose that water on site, whether it be to tree wells, whether it be to vegetable gardens, or it could be as simple as a spigot with a watering can to water pots.
Because when you think about it, we didn't have rain. I think it was over 80 days, mm-hmm. the fourth longest stretch since records have been kept in Tucson, dry spell. And then we get a rain like up at my house last night. I don't know, it must have been an inch and a half to 2 inches all within an hour. I mean, it's a shame that a lot of that water just runs off.
That's right. And a lot of that water runs off into the streets, and we really lose it. So one thing we always want to do is consider the water that doesn't hit the roof and go through gutters or scuppers and downspouts. And we want to look at the grade or the topography of the land to try to capture that water and keep it on site. But if you want to store that water for future use, that's a very deliberate approach, but it's very easy to do.
790-2040 if you have a question for Jason Eisenberg. And I was just looking over everything that Realm does, and I'll tell you, it is almost everything in the realm of possibility. You guys do petscapes, pool repurposing. Is this for folks that maybe decide they don't want the swimming pool anymore?
Well, what? You know, that's a great question. So we've been doing pool retirements for a while, which is essentially getting rid of a pool and reclaiming square footage or reducing your reliance on water and chemicals, or maybe it's an empty nest situation and there aren't a lot of people using the pool, sort of over-maintained and underutilized. But taking it one step further, instead of just filling this pool in, we're actually repurposing these swimming pools so that perhaps you have a patio over the pool, but using that subgrade void space as a water harvesting catchment zone.
It's great because some people, whether retirement, maybe they don't want to use the pool, or rather than just pour concrete There is a better organic solution. We have a question that came in concerning veggie gardens. The yard, what about spraying for pests? What's mm-hmm. the way that if you don't want to put a lot of chemicals in the garden?
You know, with regard to vegetable gardening, there is one concept called companion planting, which is the strategic use of plant material to sort of dissuade pests. However, if you do need to spray for pests or disease, there are some great treatments out there. We provide treatments that are non-toxic, that are organic. A lot of our treatments, in contrast to chemical treatments, a lot of ours are not water soluble, so they stick around for quite a while. I guess it really depends on the pest that you're trying to deal with.
I know a lot of people have been concerned of pack rats, mm-hmm. But they don't want to kill the pack rats. But is there some kind of non-toxic way to keep them away? That's something
For sure. And that is to reduce the potential for the creation of middens or their nests. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, we'll do a lot of kind of perimeter desert cleaning of people's properties where we actually remove debris. We prune up, say, prickly pear, for example, prune off the lateral branching of prickly pear. So you have this, you maintain that plant, but you reduce the habitat potential.
Lots of things going on with Realm. Jason Eisenberg is the owner. He's the principal designer. We haven't even talked about some of the other, the xeriscaping, that's very big, interior scapes, mm-hmm. gray water solutions. I mean, you really cover just about the whole realm.
Yeah, we really do try to make sustainability something that's approachable to everybody.
We hear a lot about xeriscaping, and it's really a concept that Southern Arizonans have really grasped, but there's a lot to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just you can't just say, I guess, I want to do xeriscaping, and then one day it's there. I mean, there's a lot of work involved.
That's right. There are seven main principles of xeriscaping. Don't ask me to.
I won't. Yeah, right. I don't think I have time. I've got less than 2 minutes, Jason. Well, give me the fast version.
What I do want to say about xeriscaping and just The same goes with all sustainability, whether it's water harvesting, permaculture, and xeriscaping, is that it is not a style. We say sustainability is not a style. So nowhere in these approaches is an end aesthetic mandated. So xeriscaping, however, is an approach in which water resources are heavily, heavily considered. And so there are steps that you take from smart irrigation and smart design and water reuse on site to actually make landscapes efficient.
We are quickly running out of time. That Tucson Botanical Gardens, 9 a.m. to noon, starting over four Saturdays, July the 9th. Can folks still get involved with that series? How do they get more information?
They could either contact us at Realm, or they
can. That's R-E-A-L-M.
That's correct.
Realm.
That's correct. And realmenvironments.com, or they can get in touch with the Tucson Botanical Gardens.
Jason Eisenberg, good luck with Realm. It sounds like things are going very well. People becoming more sustainability conscious, right? You're at the top of the curve on this one, I think. Jason, thanks for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having
me. Thanks a lot. Jason Eisenberg from Realm. I am Bill Buckmaster. The Buckmaster Show brought to you in part by Flowers Rieger and Associates Certified Public Accountants. 2919 East Broadway. That's going to do it for the Tuesday edition, even though it kind of feels like a Monday, but that's going to do it. We'll see you tomorrow on the Buckmaster Show. Have a great afternoon.
KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. 930 KAPR Douglas and 1240 KJAA Globe, the Voice Radio Network.